福音教会有联合的聚会。
I partnered with Pastor Gary Solosi and Randy Leong from both Chinese Gospel Church and Chinese Bible Church, and we went through parts of Revelation.
我和圣经教会和福音教会的牧师一起给青少年们他们有关启示录的信息。
And I know that some of you as well, perhaps were down at CGC, Chinese Gospel Church, and had Pastor Chang, I believe it was, lead you through part of Revelation.
我知道成人部分也有陈建明教授来给的信息。
And so this morning, I thought that we might continue, or at least take a portion or part of the book of Revelation and go a little bit deeper with it.
我想今天早上，我想用这段时间来选择一段启示录的信息，跟大家继续的分享。
So if you have your Bibles with you, if you'd like to follow along with your Bible, you can turn to Revelation 3:14 through 22.
请打开启示录三章十四到二十二节。
But before we get into God's Word this morning, I know that Pastor Sui already prayed for me, but I just feel like I cannot go forward without his help.
在我们读神的话语之前，我想再一次祷告。我知道刚才已经有了许多祷告，但是我想再一次来到神的面前。
So would you bow your heads and pray with me?
请跟我一起祷告。
Almighty God, we know that that we cannot change. We have no opportunity or chance to change or be transformed into your likeness without your power.
全能的神，我们知道若不是因为你自己，我们自己是不可能有什么改变的。
We on our own are helpless, and in our own flesh and by our own efforts, we cannot please you.
我们自己是这样的无能无力的，我们如果要不是你的自己的能力和你的你愿意这样做，我们是不可能有什么改变的。
And by my own efforts, I cannot do justice to your word without your spirit helping me.
凭着我们自己的能力，我们是不可能来讨你喜悦的，只有靠着圣灵自己的能力。
So Father, I pray that your spirit would touch our hearts, would prepare us for your word this morning.
所以我们愿意圣灵今天与我们同在，自己将你自己的话语打开。
Pray that your word would help us to examine ourselves and be able to see you more clearly.
主，愿你自己的话语来帮助我们检查我们的心思，让我们更晓得你的心意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Well, the book of Revelation is a very strange book.
启示录是一本很特别的书。
What makes it interesting to read and also challenging at times to understand, at least at first glance, is that it has what's called apocalyptic language.
这本书之所以很难懂，之所以很具挑战性，我想原因是因为它是用的是启示的语言。
Kind of these strange or bizarre pictures within the book of Revelation.
其中有许多特别的意象。
It includes such bizarre images as a lion with six wings and eyes all over it.
像里头有一个大狮子，它有六个翅膀，它全身遍满了眼睛。
Or a large red dragon with seven heads and ten horns.
另外有一个大的红龙，它有七个头，有十个角。
It has a beast rising out of the sea and yet another beast rising out of the earth.
有一个从海中上来的一个兽，也有一个从地中上来的兽。
And finally, at the end, a large city coming down out from the sky, the New Jerusalem.
最后有一个从天上来的圣城耶路撒冷。
But what the book of Revelation actually does for us is it reveals more about our Lord and His plan.
启示录向我们启示了神最终的心意，他的计划。
In fact, what Revelation means is to be able to see something clearly which you were not able to see before, which was hidden before.
启示这个字本身的意义就是将那些隐藏不见的事情能够打开来，能够被看清楚。
And so this morning we're going to take a look at what God's word has revealed to us about being ready.
所以今天早上我们就要来看启示录，来知道神怎么样启示他的计划。
About being ready and being prepared for his return.
来知道神要我们怎么样警醒准备他的再来。
Yes, because again, part of what God's word does is it helps us to see where we're currently at with him.
神的话也帮助我们了解我们现今的状况。
Because one thing that we do know about his return is that it will be an ordinary day.
因为我们知道主再来的日子将是一个普通的日子。
Jesus said in Matthew 24 that it will be like Noah's day.
主耶稣在福音书里说到，这一天就像挪亚的日子。
In the few days before the flood, people were going about every day in normal life activities.
在洪水来的前几天，人们还是照常过着他们一般的生活。
People were having celebrations. People were getting married. Just normal, everyday life events.
他们仍然吃喝嫁娶，过着他们一般正常的生活。
And Jesus said, people didn't realize what was happening right up until the day when Noah got onto the boat.
这些人一直到洪水来之前都不知道洪水要将来。
People were living their lives like normal right up until the rain started coming and swept them away.
他们一直过着他们一般正常的生活，直到洪水来了之后就把他们全部冲去。
Jesus says, this is how it will be when the Son of Man returns.
主耶稣说，当主耶稣再来的日子也是像这样的情况。
But the great thing is that God did not leave us in the dark about his return. So he revealed to the Apostle John about some of the events that would happen in the last days.
但是主耶稣并没有将他再来这个事情向我们完全的隐藏。他借着使徒约翰在启示录向我们启示他将来之前有的征兆。
That is, he gave John a vision about what we can expect in the years and the months and the days leading up to his return.
他借着约翰告诉我们，当主耶稣再来之前的日子里头会发生些什么样的征兆。
And so in the beginning of this vision, Jesus tells John that he has a message for seven churches in the area of Asia Minor.
在启示录的前面，约翰就写信给七个在小亚细亚的教会。
Which is now what's modern day Turkey, the country of Turkey.
那就是现今在土耳其的地方。
Now, we don't have time to go through, of course, all seven messages to the seven churches, but we are going to take a closer look at one message, and this is the message to the Church of Laodicea.
我们没有时间来读每一卷每一这七封信，但是我们会选择给老底嘉教会这封信来仔细的来思考。
And the reason why we're going to look at the message to Laodicea is that Laodicea most closely reflects churches in America.
我之所以选择老底嘉教会这一段，是因为我觉得老底嘉教会就像现今在美国的教会。
And you will see why in a few moments.
我们待会可以看看他们中间的相似。
Now I've got to tell you that this message to Laodicea that Jesus gives, it is not candy-coated.
我要先告诉你们，这一段给老底嘉的信，他们没有加上一层糖衣。
This message that he gives to the Laodiceans is actually pretty harsh.
这段信息事实上是非常严厉的。
You know, sometimes when we visualize or we think of Jesus in our lives, we want him to come to us and we want him to speak softly and be warm and be inviting.
我们常常希望我们所看到的耶稣是非常温柔的，是非常是邀请我们的，是非常说话说的非常柔和的。
And truly, Jesus is that way. We see it in his scripture. He is a shepherd. He is gentle and he is kind and he is warm. And inviting.
我们从福音书里头确实知道主耶稣是这样的，他是一个温柔的主，他是非常柔和谦卑的。
But we also know that love goes deeper than this.
但是我们也知道爱本身是超过这个的。
Love is also truth and is concerned about a need.
爱里头是有真理的，他是知道这个爱所爱的对象他的需要的。
And so in this message to the church of Laodicea, Jesus, how can we say, lays out all the cards for them.
所以在这封信里头使徒约翰就将这个他们老底嘉教会的情形把它表明出来。
In love, he spells it out, spells the truth out for them pretty clearly.
他把主耶稣对他们的信息很清楚地表达出来。
So let's take a look at what he has to say to this church in Laodicea. Again, In Revelations 3:14-22,
现在就让我们来看经文。
He says this, Write this letter to the angel of the church in Laodicea. This is the message from the one who is the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's new creation. I know all the things that you do, that you are neither hot nor cold. I wish you were one or the other, but since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
启示录三章十四到十六节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
It's pretty harsh words from our Lord.
这是非常严厉的字眼。
But you see how Jesus often connects with people, where he often meets with people is in their world.
我们知道主耶稣常常是在这个人的那个情况下跟他相遇。
Jesus spoke to the Laodiceans in terms that they would understand.
他用老底嘉教会的人能够了解的一个语言来跟他们沟通。
You see, the city of Laodicea had lots going for it.
我们知道老底嘉的教会非常富裕。
It was a relatively prosperous and wealthy city.
它是一个非常繁荣富裕的教会。
It had industry.
它有很多的产业。
It had prestige.
它有非常多的这个尊荣。
But the one thing that it lacked was a good situation for water.
但是他们却有水源的问题。
So as you can see up here, there's a couple of pictures of what Laodicea looks like today. Up, you can kind of see on the left, there's a picture of the city in the distance. You can see a picture of the city of close up. And then you can actually see some of the aqueducts or piping that the water came through.
上面有几个图片照片是老底嘉这个城市的照片有一些远景有一些近景另外最下边这个呢是他们的一个水管
Laodicea it lacked its own water supply
因为他们自己缺水
it neither had direct access to the cold water from the mountains like Colossus and the city nearby
他们没有办法从山上引进水来
nor did it have the hot water springs like the city of Aeropolis nearby.
他们也不像邻近的希拉波利城有热的温泉。
So it had to pipe in its water from a distance through these aqueducts and through these terracotta, these clay pipes.
所以他们需要用水泥做的水管或者一些渠道把水从远处引进来。
And we also know, based on the excavation, that in the clay pipes there was a lot of sediment. There was a lot of lime built up in it.
我们也知道在这个水管里头就会有一些堆积沉积的物质。
And so when Jesus was telling these Christians that they were neither hot nor cold, but they were lukewarm, the Laodiceans would have understood immediately what Jesus was talking about.
当主耶稣说到老底嘉教会不冷也不热，这些老底嘉教会的人很容易了解，因为他们就常常喝到这些不冷不热的水。
They would have immediately, their minds would have drifted towards the lukewarm water that was kind of the nasty tasting water that they drank day in and day out.
当他们听到主耶稣的信息的时候，他们马上可以联想到他们所喝的那个不冷不热、味道很不好的一个温水的情况。
So they would have understood what Jesus was saying when he said, Hey, look, when I looked at you, and it's you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, but I'm ready to spit you out.The Laodiceans got it right away.
所以当主耶稣说到你们不冷不热，我恨不得把你们从我的口中吐出的时候，他们马上可以联想到他们所喝的水。
You see, because actually, again, at least for cold water, when we think of something that is cold, it is refreshing. It is something that you can go to and you can on a hot summer day, and it's useful.
当我们想到冷水的时候，我们知道冷水是清凉，可以解渴的。
It's delicious.
非常好喝。
And also with hot water. You know, with hot water, again, with hot water, they said, the Laodiceans believed that it actually had some purposes for medicinal purposes. Actually, sitting in hot springs like Aeropolis could actually do have some healing.
你知道在温泉里洗澡是有医疗的功效，所以当主耶稣讲到热水的时候，他们也马上可以想到这个热水的功效。
Or at banquets, of course, they did drink hot water.
或者当他们喝热水的时候，他们知道那个感觉是蛮好的。
Like as for us, we use the hot water. It's useful for what? Showers, for bathing.
像我们会用热水来洗澡。
And for making coffee.
来做咖啡。
And tea.
热茶。
But with lukewarm water.
但是温水呢?
Jesus says there's really no use. There's really no desire to have a cup of nice lukewarm water.
主耶稣说到温水实在是没有什么用处，我们都不会想要去喝那杯温水，因为它实在没有什么好的味道。
So Jesus was telling these Christians, I wish you were cold and refreshing like a cold glass of refreshing water or hot.But you are neither hot like tea or coffee, nor are you cold like a glass of refreshing water. You are most like this glass of lukewarm water.
所以主耶稣说到，老底嘉教会的信徒们，他们不像冷水那样的清凉解渴，不像热水那样的舒适，他们只是像一杯普通的温水，没有什么味道，而且只想把它吐出来。
And he says, I'm getting ready to spit, or some translations say, I'm getting ready.To vomit you out.
所以当我们喝到温水的时候，我们只想把它吐出来。
But it doesn't leave them here. At this point,
但是主耶稣并没有就停在这里。
At this point, I imagine that the Laodiceans, as they begin to read this message, begin to become uncomfortable.
我们知道当老底嘉教会读到这个地方的时候，一定觉得心里很不舒服。
But Jesus does share with them why he is coming down on them so harshly.
但是主耶稣接下来就告诉他们为什么主耶稣要写这封信。
He shares with them why he is so displeased with them and why he is getting ready to vomit them out of his mouth.
主耶稣告诉他们为什么他这么不高兴他们现在的状况，希望他们能够怎么样的改变。
He tells them why. He says this, You say I am rich, I have everything I want. I don't need a thing.And yet you don't realize that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked.
十七节说到，你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
You see, Laodicea was known as a wealthy banking center.
你知道老底嘉教会是一个非常富裕的一个银行的城市。
And their city was famous for producing textiles to make clothes and carpet made from a special black wool in the area.
因为他们盛产黑色的羊毛，所以他们就用羊毛做成衣服，做成地毯，所以他们的纺织业非常的发达。
So in other words, the Laodiceans were living a lifestyle which was very comfortable.
他们的生活方式是非常舒适的。
They were very well off.
他们非常的富裕。
Much like the churches.In America.
就像今天在美国的教会。
They were much like our church.
就像我们的教会。
They were wealthy.
他们非常富裕。
And also we are wealthy.
我们也是非常富裕。
And you might say, well, actually, no, I mean, we're not, I wouldn't say that we are wealthy, wealthy.
我想也许你会说，我并不真的那么富裕啊。
I mean, wait a second, we're doing all right.
我们生活得还不错。
But it's not like we're taking a limo to church or anything like that.
但是我们并不是坐着 limo 来到教会。
And I suppose that we do get our sense of wealth from looking around at others around us.
我想当我们在考虑富裕的时候，我们常常是跟别人比较的。
You know, as we look in around us in Troy, Auburn Hills, Rochester, we look around us and we say, hey, really, we're not on the elite level of wealth.
当我们跟附近这几个城市比较的时候，也许我们会说，我们并不是最富裕的那一群。
But compared to most churches in the world, we are extremely wealthy.
但是跟整个世界的教会来比较的话，我们算是非常富裕的教会了。
There's a ministry called Compassionate International.
有一个福音的机构叫做 Compassionate International.
And they define wealth as choice.
他们是用选择来定义富裕。
So in other words, if you're able to choose of whether you wear Nikes or Reeboks, you're wealthy.
当你能够选择你要穿着运动的那个衣服或鞋子的品牌的时候，事实上你是富裕的。
If tonight you're able to choose between eating chicken and hamburger, you're wealthy.
如果你可以选择是要吃鸡肉或者吃汉堡，那么你是事实上是相当富裕的了。
If you're able to choose between a mocha latte and a cappuccino, you're wealthy.
如果你能选择你是要喝摩卡咖啡还是 cappuccino, 那事实上你是相当富裕的了。
So we would be defined as a wealthy church.
所以因为我们能够做这些选择，我们事实上是一个相当富裕的教会。
But you see, Jesus doesn't have a problem with people being wealthy.
其实主耶稣并不是不要人富裕。
We know that King David was wealthy.
我们知道大卫王是非常富裕的。
We know that Solomon was wealthy.
我们知道所罗门王是非常富有的。
We know that Job was wealthy.
我们知道约伯也曾经是非常富有的。
And for the most part,These guys followed after God.
而且这些人事实上是跟随主心意的人。
See, Jesus doesn't have a problem with the wealth. He had a problem with what their wealth and their comfortable lifestyles was doing to their relationship with him.
所以主耶稣并不是不要人富裕，而是当人一旦富裕之后，就跟神的关系渐渐远离，这个问题是需要注意的。
Because they were so comfortable with what they had, their lifestyle,These Christians felt like they didn't need God anymore.
因为在他们非常富裕、非常舒适的生活里头，他们觉得他们并不需要神。
They had become self-sufficient instead of God-sufficient, God-dependent.
他们开始自己来满足自己，而不是依靠神。
The Laodiceans had become such a proud people, become so self-sufficient that even in the year 50 AD, there was an earthquake there.
老底嘉教会的人，他们是这样的富裕，这样的自豪。当在西元五十年的时候，发生了一个地震。
And the Laodiceans were such a proud people and so well off that they actually rejected help. I guess what we call financial aid from Rome.
地震之后呢，他们拒绝接受罗马给他们的资助。
And in fact, they felt we are so well off and so comfortable, we'll make the city even better.
他们觉得他们自己这么富裕，他们不需要依靠外来的资助，他们就可以重新建立一个很好的城市。
And so they had a sense of self-sufficiency, a sense of pride about them.
他们自以为足，而且他们非常自豪。
And so often it is the same with you and I.
很多的时候，你我也是如此。
The Laodiceans said, "Hey, I have everything I want. I have everything I need."
老底嘉教会的人说，我一样也不缺，我没有一点缺乏。
And you and I say the same thing. Look, I'm in a comfortable spot. I have everything I want.And have everything I need.
我想常常你我也是这样，我们也觉得我们一样也不缺，我们什么都有了。
Because we here in this church, we here in the United States have such comfortable lifestyles.
因为在今天美国的教会，在我们的教会里，我们有着非常舒适的生活方式。
Because of our well-paying jobs and because of our higher level of education.
因为我们所受的高等的教育和我们高薪的工作。
We often begin to take on the attitude of the Laodiceans.
我们常常也和老底嘉教会有一样的态度。
You see how this self-sufficiency works itself out in our lives is that what happens is we become so self-sufficient, so comfortable, so confident that we actually stop asking for help.
当我们自以为足到一个地步呢，我们不再需要外面的 help 的帮助。
Instead of going to God's community, to His family, and asking for help, we tend to pull back on ourselves.
我们不再向神的子民、神的这个一个族群里头的人要求 help, 要求帮助，我们就依赖我们自己的能力。
If we have problems with our relationship in our marriage, or our family, or our finances, we tend to pull back and rely on ourselves.
当我们的家庭关系、婚姻关系出了问题，或者是我们的财务状况出了问题，我们常常是自己靠着自己能力想办法去解决。
God ends up being our emergency kit.
神只是我们紧急救护时候去寻找的一个帮忙。
where we tend to only cry out for Him if we first cannot do it by ourselves.
我们常常是等到我们自己都无能为力之后，我们才愿意去寻求神的帮助。
Like the Laodiceans, we tend to think that we can first use our cleverness and our resourcefulness to help ourselves.
就像老底家的教会，我们常常是想用了我们自己的聪明才智，用着我们自己的资源来解决我们的问题。
And so this is how the Laodiceans went about their lives, and it was reflected in a no real need for God.
就是因为这样的情况，所以他们就觉得他们并不需要神。
And for many of you this morning, this is kind of the attitude, because of this lifestyle, this is the kind of attitude that you've taken on.
今天在座的你们可能也有同样的情形。
Because we are so fortunate here in the United States to have all of our material needs met, all of our physical needs met, plus on top of that, some blessing and luxury, you don't feel like you need God anymore.
今天在美国，因为我们物质上的需要，我们身体上的需要都得到满足，而且常常我们还可以享受一些奢华，所以我们就觉得我们不需要神了。
And see, like oftentimes, what God does with His Word is He takes His Word and He takes His message and He comes up in front of us and He says, "What I want you to do is I want you to take a long, hard look at yourself."
常常神的话语是告诉我们，我们需要用一面镜子来清楚地认识我们的情况。
I want you to take a look in the mirror and examine who you really are.
我要你清楚地检查你到底是谁。
He's saying this to the Laodiceans, and how the Laodiceans tend to see themselves is, see up there on the left, you see someone who's standing there with a gold watch, looks to be well fed and is comfortable with who they are.
这些老底家的信徒们，他们可能觉得他们是非常富裕的，他们有了金表，他们吃得很好，享受得很好。
They are comfortable with where they're at.
他们很在他们的生活方式中间，他们觉得非常的安逸和舒适。
They look, the Laodicean said, "Look, I'm rich and I have everything I want."
他们说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
But Jesus says, "I want you to look again at yourselves. You are actually like the person on the right."
但是主耶稣却说，世上你是像这个右边这个图画。
You are prosperous, but actually you're poor and naked.
你是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
Laodiceans, you've got stylish clothes and a comfortable lifestyle, but spiritually, you're starving right now.
你虽然有流行的服饰，你虽然各方面有很多享受，但是事实上你是非常贫穷的。
You are starving and you are malnourished.
你的属灵上是非常饥饿的。
What I imagine that happened to the Laodiceans, the reason why they were spiritually starving and undernourished is because they simply began to stop meeting with God.
他们所以在属灵上是非常饥饿的，是因为他们已经不再与神相遇。
They slowly moved from devotion to Him to indifference towards Him.
他们渐渐的从原来非常投入神的这个投入属灵方面的事情，到开始渐渐的不再关心了。
And slowly they stop talking to him. They stop praying to him.
他们不再向神说话，不再向神祷告。
And their worship was maybe half-hearted towards him.
他们的崇拜敬拜并不是全心全意的。
You know, maybe the Laodiceans still met together. Maybe they still came together.
他们仍然聚集在一起。
But when they sung hymns or went through the Psalms, their heart was half-hearted.
他们仍然继续地唱诗敬拜，但是他们的心却不在此。
Because like they felt like they were just fine.
他们觉得他们已经很好了。
The Laodiceans were industrious people. They had full and busy lives.
他们觉得他们的生活是非常充实、非常忙碌的。
And all their material needs were met.
他们的物质的需要都已经得到满足。
So maybe, brothers and sisters, maybe this is the case for you.
也许今天你也在这样的状况。
Maybe you've stopped meeting with him.
也许你已经也不再与神相遇。
And maybe you do talk with him in prayer.
也许你仍然跟他偶尔讲讲话。
Sometimes and yes, maybe like the Laodiceans, you do come here to worship, but even then it's half-hearted.
也许你仍然来参加聚会，仍然来敬拜，但是你的心却不在此。
Maybe as you look in the mirror, maybe as you take some time, maybe you discover that, hey, I am more like this glass of lukewarm water.
也许当你重新照照镜子，真的看清楚自己的时候，你会发现你也是那一杯不冷不热的温水。
And Jesus says, I'm getting ready to vomit you out.
主耶稣说，我巴不得把你从口中吐出去。
But he tells them what to do. Here's what you do.
但是他告诉他们，他们该怎么样做。
He says this, so I advise you to buy gold from me, gold purified by fire. Then you will be rich. Also buy white garments from me so that you will not be shamed by your nakedness, an ointment for your eyes so that you will be able to see. For I correct and discipline everyone I love.
18-19我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
And he says, so be diligent or be zealous and turn from your indifference.
主耶稣说，你要发热心，也要悔改。
In other words, Jesus tells the Laodiceans.Come buy true wealth from me.
主耶稣对老底嘉教会的人说，向我来买真实的财宝。
The wealth which gives you that security, which gives you that sense of self-sufficiency, pales in comparison to the wealth that you can truly find when you get deeper with me.
那些你所自己经营的那些财宝，如果和我能给你的财宝相比的话，实在是非常逊色的。
You see, because Jesus is not coming down on them to be harsh or to bring them down or to put them down. If you didn't catch it, Jesus is coming and saying, I'm hot, you're not neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm, but I want you to come to me simply because I want to discipline you. I love you is the reason why I am being harsh with you.
主耶稣之所以要告诉他们，他们是不冷不热的温水，是因为主耶稣要告诉他们，他们该怎么做，他们该发热心，他们应该重新跟神有一个亲密的关系。
The reason why I'm getting ready to spit you out of my mouth is because I want to discipline you. I want you back where you belong.
我之所以要把你从我的口中吐出去，是因为我要责备管教你，因为我要把你带回来。
And he tells them what they need to do from being lukewarm to being desirable again. He says, be diligent.Return back to find your zealousness for me. Turn from your indifference.
他要他们发热心，不再停留在那个不在乎的那个情况之下。
Find that passion that you once had, and turn away from your apathy.
寻回那起初的爱心，而不是停留在那个默默不关心的情况下。
Because living in the society that we do, we can become comfortable.
在我们今天社会里，我们常常会觉得这么样的舒适。
We can get comfortable with our jobs. We can get comfortable with the grades that we have.
在我们的工作里，在我们的学校里。
We can sense and feel like we're doing all right.
我们觉得我们做得不错。
But Jesus wants you to move back and reconnect with Him.
但是主耶稣在邀请你重新跟他连接在一起。
And we can start doing this by talking with him again.
我们可以从开始跟他对话来做起。
Confess to him that you've been doing it on your own.
向他承认我们太多的时候是依靠着自己。
That you've relied on him last, you've made him last, and have had no real sense of urgency or need for him.
我们常常没有来寻求他，我们起码没有最一开始就来努力寻求他，我们常常把他摆在我们的末位。
You can move from this lukewarmness to becoming hot and cold and useful again by forsaking your own resourcefulness in life.
我们可以不再停留在成为那不冷不热的温水，我们可以成为热水或冷水。当我们开始愿意跟他建立这样的关系
begin to forsake your own resourcefulness, your own cleverness, and simply say, I can do nothing without you.
我们不再依赖我们的才干，我们的聪明，不再依赖我们的资源，我们完全的、单单的依靠他。
Because maybe right now in your walk with him, you are this lukewarm water, but I tell you that Jesus is, he is waiting for you.
也许我们今天还是那一杯不冷不热的温水，但是主耶稣邀请我们做一个改变。
He says to the Laodiceans, he says, look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and we will share a meal together as friends. Those who are victorious will sit with me on my throne, just as I was victorious and sat on my Father's throne. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches.
第二十节到二十二节，看哪，我在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
This morning, where are you?
今天早上，你在哪里？
As you walk with the Lord,
在你跟神同行的路上，你在哪里？
Do you have a sense of urgency for the Lord?
你真的觉得神这么重要吗？
Do you have a sense of hunger and thirst for Him?
你真的觉得有那个饥渴，想要寻求神吗？
Are you hot and cold?
你是热水还是冷水？
Or have you lost your usefulness?
还是你已经变成无用，像一杯温水？
Find your zealousness for him. Find your passion for him once again.
向神发出热心。
Let's close in prayer this morning.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we confess to you that so often you are the last that we go to.
主，我们向你承认，很多的时候，我们到最后不得已的时候才来寻求你。
We confess that we prefer our own strength, our own cleverness, our own resourcefulness.
主，我们向你承认，很多的时候，我们是依靠我们自己的聪明，我们的资源。
We'd rather double up our own efforts than rely on you.
我们常常依靠着自己的能力，而不是依靠你。
We'd rather do almost anything but come to you and cry out to you in our weakness.
主，我们今天愿意来到你面前向你呼求。
We confess to you that so many times we lose our lack of urgency.
主，我们向你承认，我们常常不知道这个必要性。
We've become slow and lethargic.
我们慢慢的就失去了向你的爱心。
We don't see what you see.
我们不再看到你所看到的。
We don't value what you value anymore.
我们不再看重你所看重的。
We value what we see around us.
我们看重的是我们周围这些眼睛可见的。
We confess to you that the things we so often put so much of our lives into in eternity don't matter very much.
我们承认，我们把很多的时间精力花在一些在永恒里没有价值的事情上。
But Lord, we also give thanks to you that you are a God who loves his children.
但主，我们谢谢你，因为你是爱我们的神。
And like a father who is extremely concerned and extremely loving towards his children.
就像一个充满着爱的父亲。
You are willing to correct us and discipline us when you see us going astray.
当我们走失的时候，你愿意来责备管教我们。
You're willing to speak truth frankly into our lives.
你将真理很直接地向我们表明。
It is only your spirit that can reveal this to us.
是你自己的圣灵将这些真理向我们显明。
Father, help us to regain our zeal for you.
主，帮助我们回复到我们起初对你的爱心。
Help us to worship you with passion.
帮助我们是用我们真正的热情来向你敬拜。
Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We continue to examine ourselves. Let's use the song as a response. Take my life and let it be.
Consecrate.